Umberto Torrini retired as a Triad business executive in 2007. Since then, he has been living the life he always imagined. He is busy, he says. His life is full. I can attest to that. I visited Torrini in August in Sovicile, the medieval hilltop village in Tuscany, where he lives in a modest home with his American wife, Sally. But please note, Torrini's definition of busy and full is purely Italian, just like him. Retired American business executives may consider his chosen life after work an ideal vacation, something to do for a couple of weeks, maybe a month. But after a long career of constant work and productivity, these retired executives hardly know how to stop working. So they serve on boards. They manage real estate and investment portfolios. They consult for a small business or two. As for myself, I'm a long way from retirement, but I recently got a glimpse of the future. With my new academic schedule, I had the luxury of the summer off for the first time since I was 8. I found it oddly terrifying. What would I do with all that time? Well, in 3 months, I took about 3 weeks off. I frantically stayed busy with various writing and consulting projects. Fortunately, I had the good sense to spend 2 weeks in Italy, and the good fortune to know Umberto Torrini. Torrini and I met in 2004 when I interviewed him at his office near PTI. For years, he managed the U.S. base of an Italian espresso machine maker, General Espresso Equipment Corporation. He was a successful and well-regarded sales manager. He made a very good salary. He was living an immigrant's version of the American dream. That's why he surprised me in saying he couldn't wait to retire to his native Tuscany. It made for a wonderful column at the time. But to me, the life he imagined sounded more like a vacation. I arrived in Sovicile in early August. It was like stepping into a Tuscan postcard. What golden farmland wasn't covered in blooming sunflowers was trellised in grapevines. Castle remains and ancient walled villages could be seen on distant ridges. Torrini, now 70, invited me and a friend to Sunday dinner in the church courtyard. The village of Sovicile has just 200 residents of all ages. Most of them were there, all but ignoring the American guests. Over grilled sausage, ribs, and 2 bottles of the local red, Torrini asked first for news from the Triad. Mostly, though, he shared stories of his busy life. He told me about hunting for mushrooms, picking grapes, canning tomatoes, volunteering with Sally to tend to a 10th-century church nearby. Yet what truly delights Torrini, what fills his days, are the wonders of the world around him. He revels in Siena's long history and marvels at the gorgeous landscape. He laughs about the town's street sweepers, who aren't all that fond of sweeping. He feels compassion for the new priest who demolished a centuries-old church well to free up space in the courtyard, only to cause such an uproar that he quickly had it rebuilt. In the life of a small village, you have to expect these things, says Torrini, sounding as wise as Dante. It's what makes life interesting. So does, he tells me, losing himself in a book on a winter afternoon, or going to Siena to hear Sally sing in the church choir that she joined. There is no board service in Torrini's retired life, no consulting work. His American peers may consider him unproductive. Torrini smiles at the notion. He recalls his hectic American life with fondness, but he doesn't miss it much. As an Italian-American, I am perhaps too little Italian and too much American to imagine such a retirement for myself. But it's nice to know, in someone like Umberto Torrini, that it's possible. Thank you.